As far as crops such as cotton and soybeans that were in the path of Hurricane Isaac,
there really wasn't a tremendous amount of damage, which is good news for producers.
Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey, and he says there may be one exception to that, though, and that's the sugarcane crop.
And that's pretty close to where Isaac made landfall across southern Louisiana. And we do see some pretty significant degradation in quality of the young sugarcane crop, which is not quite half planted yet across southern Louisiana.
Before Isaac, that crop was rated 77% in good to excellent condition. Now it's only 45%. And the crop pre-Isaac, rated poor to very poor, 2%. Now it's 30%.
That's mainly due to lodging of the crop, and that's basically being blown over or knocked over by those ferocious winds as the 80-mile-per-hour hurricane moved ashore.
The cane crop is young, producers hoping it will recover. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.